Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Here we go. Time for your morning update for this Wednesday, May 11th. Brought to you by the Red River Pilots baseball team. And they are in need of a bunch of things. First off, host families, all right? So they've got coaches, players, interns, all looking for a billet family. Somewhere to hang their hat at the end of the night. Also looking for a PA announcer and concession workers and 21-plus-year-old servers. Now, their first home game is May 31st. If you can help them out, email Dallas@RedRiverPilots.com. Again, Dallas@RedRiverPilots.com. Well, Grand Forks City Council leaders dove deeper than they ever publicly have before on authority discussion how a new North End corn mill built and operated by Fufang Group will affect the pocketbooks of nearby landowners. Council leaders who were meeting in a committee session voted 4-2 to approve early funding plans, which chart out the financial future of a North End chunk of Falconer Township. Now, the land appears to be annexed within city limits soon. It will include the site of the new corn mill, as well as a strip of businesses along Highway 81. Final vote is expected on the funding plan when the city council meets in regular session on May 16th. Well, the city of Mayville has declared a state of emergency to repair a breached sidewall of the city's dam. This definitely is a tragedy, said Mayville Mayor Steve Benson. One sidewall of the Mayville Dam gave out last week. Now the Goose River has changed its course, creating a dangerous situation. What's been happening is the water's been running around the dam, so it's been eroding out the south side of the bank. So right now, the city hired a contractor, and the goal is to return the river back to its original flow channel. It's according to city engineer for the city of Mayville, Brandon Reber. Reber says contractors are placing boulders from local gravel pits into the water to create a makeshift bridge. This way, they can drive over it and reach the failed sidewall of the dam to temporarily fix it. Think of this as more like a triage. So at this point in time, we're just trying to fix the erosion issue, said Reber. Reber is the mayor of Mayville. Steve Benson said the dam dates back to the early 1900s, but no one anticipated this to happen. Well, the number of licenses for this year's deer hunt in North Dakota have been reduced because of an outbreak of a viral disease last year. State Game and Fish Department making 64,200 licenses available. That's down 8,000 from last year. The drought in North Dakota last year created perfect breeding areas for biting gnats that transmit the disease. It impacts white-tailed deer more than mule deer due to the makeup of the animals. It's not considered a danger to people. The disease also impacted the success of hunters during last November's gun season. Overall success fell sharply from 68% in 2020 to 57% in 2021. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish for this Wednesday. It's Moe's Meatloaf Burger. Homemade meatloaf served with chorizo bacon, jam, provolone cheese, topped with béarnaise sauce, and served on a toasted pretzel bun with fries, of course. And it's only $11. Check out the Daily Dish and more. Moe's Cafe, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, Mother Nature's curveball of spring has kept people, animals, and insects on their toes in the valley, and April 2022 saw near record-breaking rainfall, leading to significant flooding across the region. Now, the overflowing rivers and overland flooding can become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. According to Cass County Vector Control Director Ben Prather, the usually cold temperatures have delayed mosquito larvae from hatching. From what we're seeing right now, it's a little too soon for any mosquitoes to hatch, so that's good news, but it's starting to paint a picture of a potentially bigger challenge as we head into late May and early June. Now, the coming weeks are pivotal for how mosquito season will shape up. If the soggy weather pattern continues and localized flooding persists, mosquitoes could become a big problem. He says the standing water is especially attractive to the species that are primary driver for West Nile virus and other pathogens common here in the valley. Well, Elon Musk said he'll reverse Twitter's permanent ban of former President Donald Trump if the Tesla CEO follows through with his plan to buy the social media company. Musk, speaking virtually at a Future of the Car summit hosted by the Financial Times, said Twitter's Trump ban was morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. Musk said permanent ban on Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. And finally, in sports, in the NHL, the Minnesota Wild followed the St. Louis Blues 5-2 last night to fall 3-2 in the first round of the playoffs. Game 6 is tomorrow night at 8:30. Baseball, Twins got shut out by the Astros 5-0 last night. The two teams play again tonight at 6:40. High school baseball, Grand Forks Central shuts out Fargo South 9-0. Red River beat Valley City 4-3. Girls softball, Red River over Fargo North. Central loses 2 to West Fargo. And girls tennis, Grand Forks Central beats Valley City 6-3. It was West Fargo Cheyenne over Grand Forks Red River 7-2. Well, that's a look at your sports. Time now for the weather. Here's Brad Werner from Region Weather Live.
Hello once again. This is meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live, and this is your Grand Forks Best Source forecast. And for the day, we are going to be keeping an eye on the development of some storms that are going to be building up to our south and west today. Now, this is looking a little more precarious than what we were thinking earlier, and that's because we've got a lower level jet that's really pushing in some stronger or some warmer air at the low to mid levels of the atmosphere. So basically what these storms are doing is they're firing up a little bit further off the ground than what maybe you would normally see. So we've got what we call high based thunderstorms. And with those can come the potential of some severe hail, so some larger hail, and as well as the possibility of some damaging winds as well. So this particular model doesn't bring maybe some of those severe or the stronger storms as far north as one of the other ones do, but it's just kind of something we're going to have to keep an eye on as we get into the late afternoon into the early parts of Wednesday night. Now, as we go into Wednesday night, we're going to be expecting the continuation of some scattered showers and maybe some thunderstorms through the overnight hours. We've got another band that develops further to our south, again, kind of on the nose of a low-level jet that develops through the overnight hours, and those storms will move northward through the night and could move through our area sometime between that 6 to 9 a.m. time frame. It's just a matter of how quickly they move and where exactly they develop. Not 100% chance of these, but there's a possibility that some storms will roll through early Thursday morning. Now, once these storms develop, they're expected to move off to the north and east. And then our atmosphere kind of recharges for the day. And then we got to kind of keep an eye on things as we go later into the day on Thursday. Now, this particular model, and actually other models as well, kind of showing roughly the same thing, but we're going to be watching the development of some storms down into south central to southeastern parts of North Dakota. And then also a line that's going to be developing through eastern parts of South Dakota. Now, these areas down here are going to be somewhat favorable for tornadic activity. And eventually that area, that development, turns itself into a line of thunderstorms through the early parts of Thursday evening. And here you can kind of see that line developing later in the evening. And this area is kind of expected to quickly move to the north and east and roll through our area while this southern line kind of pushes eastward through the overnight hours Thursday night into the very early parts of Friday morning. And you can see kind of how quickly that really rolls through. I mean, we're looking at down south of Jamestown, south of Valley City by 8 p.m., and then it whips through our area by 10 p.m. So they're going to be packing a lot of winds. These things are going to be moving fast, and they're going to be causing considerable wind damage as they move through. So an area we're going to have to keep an eye on as this storm develops on Thursday, a pretty potent day on Thursday as we're looking at warmer air and higher dew points within our region. And for your forecast for today, partly sunny with a 40% chance of afternoon storms. They could be severe with hail and maybe some strong winds. Winds are going to be out of the east 10 to 20 with gusts of 25 miles per hour with a high right around 70 degrees. For Thursday, this is one of the bigger days of partly sunny chance of morning storms and then possible afternoon and evening severe storms. Winds east northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 25. High around 68 degrees, and for Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, winds southwest 20 to 30, gusts of 40 miles per hour possible, with a high of 66 degrees. Now, to keep up with all the latest in severe weather, go ahead and check out my Facebook and especially my YouTube page. I will be on live over the next couple of days to keep track of the weather as it happens for Grand Forks. Best source at Region Weather Live. I am meteorologist Brad Warner.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. And your morning update, by the way, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life is hectic. Who has got time to get an oil change? Well, you do if you go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know what? Most are done within about 15 minutes. They also do more tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. When I go in for an oil change, I usually don't even have to walk in. I pull right in. They change my oil. They top off my fluids. They check my tires, battery, lights, wipers, my cabin air filter, all of it. You also get discounts for fleets in the military, and they can text and email invoices and coupons. Now, make sure when you get that oil changed, again, takes about 20 minutes. You mentioned Grand Forks Best Source. They'll give you $10 off your oil change, all right? They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Come on over to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more, 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is coming up at 10, then at 11. We're talking hockey, Coach Grant Paranica, the NIT tournament, and more. Could be talking about some future NHLers, maybe some future Fighting Hawks. All right. Make sure you tune in and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean. You might win some very cool stuff. Hey, Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.